We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting the end of the fifth line from the top of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omer that if someone honors the Shabbos, Nitzol Meshibud Golius, he gets saved from the Shibud of the Golius. In the Golius, there's a lot of hard work and a lot of tzaras, and he will be saved from all these tzaras if he honors Shabbos. How do we know? Ksiv Hocha V'Kavticha Abom Se'aretz, that if someone says, Oz Tanik HaShem V'Kavticha Abom Se'aretz, Ksiv Hasam says there in the Pasuk, Va'ata Abom HaSinu Tudorach, you will trample on their bomos, on their hard places. So you see that you will trample on the Goyim if you are Mas'anik at the Shabbos. Omri Udom Rav Kol, Ma'anik at the Shabbos, everyone honors Shabbos, let me Shabbos Liboy, we give him whatever he wants, whatever his heart desires. Shnema, V'Saneg Al Hashem, V'Yitl Chom HaShabbos Lebech, our Pasuk says that you will be Mas'anik Al Hashem, V'Yitl, you have delight in Hashem, V'Yitl Chom HaShabbos Lebech, Oineg, Zayin Dei Mahu, what's V'Saneg Al Hashem? Well, we know, Kishroim, V'Krasso Shabbos, Oineg, Oineg Shabbos, Oineg Shabbos. So V'Saneg Al Hashem is referring to Oineg Shabbos, he says, V'Yitl Chom HaShabbos Lebech, you'll get your heart desires. Oh, so tomorrow, my anger, how do you honor Shabbos? Rav Yehuda Rav Shmuel Rav Shilas Shmuel Rav Omar but Hafshel Shal Tarden with beet salad, Geshmaka beets, V'dogim G'dolim, big fish, V'rosh Shumim, and heads of garlic. Rav Chiya Ba'ashi Omar Rav, you don't need such a big, such fancy stuff like beet salad and big, huge pieces of salmon. I feel Dov Amu, even a small thing, L'Kovet Shabbos, that's what we do, L'Kovet Shabbos, Harezeh O'Indig, that's called honoring. Mahi, what's an example of small things? Rav Papa Kasa the Harsana, little sardines, fried in oil and flour. Cast the house. Aruchi Baba Rechno and call him Shabbos Shabbos Kilchasoi. Anyone who keeps Shabbos, Kahalocha, Philo Ovid, Avedazor, Kador Enoish, even if he does Avedazor, Kador Enoish, Dor Enoish, Rashi says, was the one who started Avedazor. Even if, that's like the worst. They're the Haskola of the Avedazor in this world. Even if someone does Avedazor like Dor Enoish, Moichim Lo, he gets a Mechidah if he keeps Shabbos properly. Shanema, how do we know? That's in Pasuk. It's a Pasuk we lay in on a tinus, it says, "Ashrei enosh yachse zois, uven odom yachse ba shoymer Shabbos mechaloloi, v'shoymer yodoi ma'asois kora." So shoymer Shabbos mechaloloi, we tie each altikr mechalol ela mocholoi. That if you keep Shabbos, shoymer Shabbos mechalol. If you keep Shabbos mocholoi, you get mochol from all your averus. Now, how did the Gemara know to make such a drasha? So, Dr. Mashah, that usually Shabbos is in a keva, kala bayi kala. So it's shoymer mechaloloi, which lost in the cave. Why is it mechal loy lost in zochah? To remember to this drasha, mochal loy, you get a mechila. Omri v'dom rabbi moly shomri shal Shabbos ha-shoyin, no shal t'vav umu l'ashoyin. If Klal Yisrael would have kept the first Shabbos, then no one would have been able to reach them. No umma would have been able to start up with them. Shneem says in the Pasuk, that Hashem told Moshe, that there will be no mon falling on Shabbos, you're getting extra double mon on Erev Shabbos. And all of a sudden, some people went out to gather them on. Some say it's not Viram, but they went out to gather them on. And what was the Isser? Some say the Isser was Isser Tchumim, some say it was Isser Haitzah, to bring a Kalim to carry them on. And they went out, they weren't supposed to go out. So they were over Shabbos, they didn't keep Shabbos perfectly. After the Amalek came. And we know that until Amalek came, every Ummah, every nation was dead scared of Klal Yisrael. And Amalek came and jumped into the mikveh first. They started up first. And because of that, the Goyim felt free to start off with the Yidden. So that's all came because of they didn't keep the first Shabbos. Omer v'yachashim v'shim v'yachashim v'yachashim. If Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, Kahalacha, they would have the Geula Shleima. Shneva says in the Pasuk, Koyama Hashem l'sarisim asher yishmeru ha-shabsei sai, l'sharabim, shabsei sai. He says, after Ksibah Shrei, v'yoyisim al-har kochi, v'simach, v'yisim al-har kochi, 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 that if you keep both Shabbos and v'yoyisim al-har kochi, so if you just keep two Shabbosos, we'll be zeicha to the Geula Shleima. Now, what's Taka Pshat that Shabbos is so gevaldik, even k'moichel avodah zarah? So we know that Shabbos is connected kol ha-tarah kula, it's connected all the mitzvahs. And avodah zarah also connected kol ha-mitzvahs. So the avodah zarah we do avodah is terrible. But if we do Shabbos, which is connected kol ha-mitzvahs, that will counteract avodah zarah and be moichel all the avodah. And if someone does Shabbos 2 weeks, which is connected all the mitzvahs, that could bring the schus of the Geula. My chelik in Olam Haba should be with the people who eat three sudas for Shabbos, because they have a gevaldige chelik in Olam Haba. People who eat three sudas for Shabbos, a gevaldige thing. Let me have a chelik with the people who finish hal every day. It's not good to say hal every day, ain't it? Someone says hal every day, it's considered not a good thing. It's like a mecharef from a gadav. Why? Because you don't say it with the same. You're just saying it then without the lashon haidah. You have to do it with a geshmak, with a haidah. And if you say it every day, it's like you're just singing and making a joke out of it, like Rashi says. So you now say hal every day. So tomorrow he can read psuki de zimra. What he meant to say is he hal chalki. People say psuki de zimra every day, because Rashi explains there are two mizmorim and psuki de zimra that have shaychis to halal, because one is halu ka halu as Hashem and Hashemayim. And the other one is Halu Kel V'Kotcha. These are two of the most chashiva of the Psukei de Zimra that say Halu as Hashem and Hashemayim and Halu Kel V'Kotcha. And you should say those. He wants to be with the people who say that every day. I want my chelik to be the people who daven when the sun is red. And Rashi explains that means when daven vasikin, when the sun comes up, it's very red when it comes up, and when it goes down, is daven mincha when the sun is going down. That's the best time to daven. We're going to bring a rabbi from a pasuk in a second. He says, my chelik should be with those people who daven with nates and daven close to shkiyah. It's a mitzvah to daven shachris mincha when the sun is red. My crow is a pasuk. The pasuk says, yiru'ucha em shemesh, means with the sun coming up. Before the moon, daradarim. So im shemesh means the nates, and Freya Reach, that means right before the sun goes down, that's when you should daven. Now, there's a Gemara in Brachas that speaks out that you shouldn't wait to Shkia, because you might forget, you might miss the Zman. So the Olamad Yom Acholik and said that you should not daven Mincha so close to Shkia. But Vesik and the Kuliyama is a Gevaldig thing. I want to be from the people who die from a stomach ailment. Because we learned that Roiv Tzadikim die from Choyli Me'ayim. What's the pshat in such a thing? So Rashi learns, because the Choyli is a lot of Yisurim. Meisim Me'ayim should be Siasurim, be Yisurim, Mesurakim, Amazayim. It's a lot of Yisurim, so therefore they die without any chait. Tosfos brings, Tosfos brings down from a Medrash, a different Vart, that their bodies are cleaned out. The time they die, their bodies cleaned out, and they're nekiyim v'tahirim kimelachei asharis. They're cleaned out like melachei asharis, and that is why it's a good way to die, according to Rabbi Yosi. But Rabbi Yosi, chelki meisi v'derech mitzvah, I speak from the people who die on the way to do a mitzvah. And the farshim speak out that the kasha shluchei mitzvah, and it's like if someone's going for a mitzvah, doesn't get harmed. So Rabbi Yosi is talking about a case where you didn't die because of the mitzvah. He was supposed to die anyway. Now, it's a good thing if you're supposed to die anyway, you should die on the way to doing a mitzvah. That is a kedushdik way to die. You die with shasa mitzvah. Oh, gevaldik, that's the way that he didn't die anyway. The best way to die is when he's doing a mitzvah. I want to be like the people who the Makabal Shabbos early, like in Tveria. In Tveria, the Makabal Shabbos early because they lived in a valley and it got dark there quicker. And therefore, they didn't have clocks those days and they thought it was night, raised the Makabal Shabbos earlier. And what's the Shabbos with Tzipori? And Tzipori was on a mountain and there it was light for longer. So they didn't have much of Shabbos till later. So he says, I should be like Makabal Shabbos early and leave Shabbos late. That's the good thing. I want my chelik to be like with them. My chelik should be to the people who tell the people, you know, the certain people who were in the Beis Medrash, where they were learning, they used to gather Talmidim to come learn. Then you had the Gabayim who told everyone, now it's time for recess. So, my chelik should be with the people who, ma'asif, who gather people for learning, not the people who get the people out of learning, who tell people to leave, to go eat now. I'd rather be from the people who bring people to learn than the people who send the people out to learn. Send them out of the basement. My chelik should be with the gabbai tzedakah, people who collect tzedakah, loy mechalki tzedakah, not from the people who give out the tzedakah. And Rashi explains, because the giving out tzedakah is a little bit of a tricky situation. A lot of times, you give a little money to the people, your friends, or that you shout at a person wrong, you think this guy needs more, and it's much easier to make mistakes when you're giving out tzedakah. Gabbai tzedakah is very simple, you're just collecting tzedakah. But mechalkel tzedakah, already you're putting yourself into matzavim that you might do something wrong. You should be from the people are choshes you and you don't really have anything wrong. Because that's a big schus for yourself. And if you could be soivel these choshes and not get angry at people, that's a major kapar. To me it happened one time that they were choshes me a chait and I didn't have it really. Chomayish be'ilois ba'alti, that he had five bi'os, v'natati chamisha raz mi'Yisrael, and he planted five cedar trees in Klai Yisrael. It means he had five boys who were very choshev. Uman inun, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, v'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi, some Gerish Rabbi Yezer b'Rabbi Yosi, v'Rabbi Chalafta b'Rabbi Yosi, there's number three, Rabbi Avtilas b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nachman b'Rabbi Yosi. These five gedolim, he had five bi'os, and he had his five gedolim, five raz mi'Yisrael. There's a Tana called Vardimus. What are the Vardimus? The Gemara, Hani Vardimus, Hani Menachem. That's the Vardimus and Menachem are the same person. It says Menachem Rabbi Yosi, that's Vardimus. My curly Vardimus. Shapal of Demlevera, his face was rosy like a rose. Zog the Gemara, what's going on here? It says he had five Be'ilos and that's it. Lemaimra, the Rabbi Yosi, Mrs. Oina, like Kaim. He wasn't a Kaim, Mitzvah's Oina. There's a mitzvah, he's meshubet to his wife, a certain amount of bia for mitzvah soina. So what's going on here? Is it only five? That's it? So there was five times, I had five bilis and did it twice. And the Gemara Nida says that if someone is boil v'shanis on the same night, he has boys charim. So he did that five times and he was zeichet the five cedar trees, his five gedolim. Interesting, Tosis brings down from a Yashami that has an argument in our Gemara, a different terrace in our Gemara, that he's talking about Rav Yashami Vashani Zakta Taitzvis, the Yavamis Hayu, the Yavamis. Lerotz Lakayim Behemitzis, oh, you know, Lerakayim Lakayim Mitzis Ibam, the Hainu Bira Shani. He had a regular wife who was a Kayim Mitzis with, but he had five Yavamis. He did Yibam five different times, and when he did Yibam, only did one Bia to Kayim the Mitzvah, and then he divorced them. They're just for Yibam. And those five Yibams, he had his five Gedolim. That's it in Yishalmi. So look more about it. Rabbi Yosi, mi yomai le karisi le ishti. Now, this Rabbi Yosi now has come tell us that even his Dvarim B'Talim have even his Sikhas Chulin, Rashi says, sha'af Sikhas Chulin, shaloi, I shouldn't say Dvarim B'Talim, Sikhas Chulin, shaloi, yesh lo men mena chachma. Rabbi Yosi is going to say that even his Sikhas Chulin, even his regular mundane words were teaching us something. I don't call my wife Ishti. I don't call my Shar Shari. You know what I call him? El Ishti Basi. I call my wife the house, the Shtib. Ulashari is Saudi. And I call the Shar a field. What's the Pshat? He says, the whole house is your wife. Your wife is the Iker of the house. And by a field, the Iker of the field is the Shar. You need the Shar to do the plowing. They're the ikkah. Like Rashi brings down a pasuk in Mishlei, v'rav tevuais b'koyach shar. You have a lot of tevuah from the koyach of a shar. The shar is the ikkah thing. So like the more right, all my days, Rabbi says, I never looked at my mila because it's tzniyas. Right, the more akasha, if he's such a big kadosh, they never looked at his mila from tzniyas, so we should call him Rabbi Yosi HaKadosh. Any, va'am relay le Rabbi, my time of Korolach Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why do we call Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Amalus, Rabbi answered, because miyamalay stakati mila shali. I never looked at my mila, so we should call Rabbi Yosi also Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Zoknimar, but Rabbi Milsachrita Abbe, he was in a bigger madrega. So hichnis yodoy tachas avnede. He never stuck his hand under his belt. Below his belt, he never stuck his hand. And because of that minig, we called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Well, Rabbi Yosi, mi yomai lerol koriz besi imri chaluki. The ceiling, the beams of my house never saw the stitches of my shirt. Because the Rashi explains that he used to take off his shirt under the covers, without turning it over, and like just turning it over, pulling it over his head, and where the roof could see a stitch, where the ceiling could see the stitches of his clothing. He went under his cover and he slowly like pulled it off his shirt. I never was over on what my friends told me to do. I know I'm not a kohen, but if my friends would tell me, go up to the Dukhan and say Birchas Kehana, and Yair, I go up. And Taisu says, so what's the Chiddush that does that? What's the Isser? So he says, oh, the Isser is, first is Loyad my Isser. He says, oh, Isser must be Bracha Vatala. But already they ask on Taisus, what do you mean? They talk about the Isser. The Isser says, Kosh of Baruch is Mary Shaw, Dafka to Kahanim, a lot of bench. Not a Zar. So what's Taisus talking about? But Lemaisa, the Mepharshim say that Rav Yosi didn't say he'll go up and duchen with a bracha and everything like that. It just means he'll just go up to the duchen and stand with them. That's all. If the Chaveri told him to do that, I'll do that. That's what it is. But the point that he's trying to bring out is that Rav Yosi says, my friends tell me to do something, I'm not such a bad guy, but I listen. If they tell me to do this, I do this. They ask me to do something, I do it. But Rav Yosi, miyom ha'ilu yamarti dova v'chazarti l'acharei. I never said something and then said, no, I never said that. He never said something. You know, he said, a certain thing about, let's say, about someone, and then they came to me and said, you said that? No, I never said that. He never ever said that. And Rashi explains, because when he said something, he said MS, and he says, anything you would say in front of the person, this Rav Yosi holds, is not Lashon Hara. He holds like that in Ma'ad Yama. Okay, you have to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, exactly what's the Nakuda of this, when does that call Lashon Hara or not. But the Ma'ad Yama says, Ben Yomai, I never said something, then had a Charata and try to get out of it. That never happened. Omar Nachman, Taisili, now we'll finish Rav Yosi's, all the Rav Yosi's, now we're going to Rav Nachman. Omar Nachman, Taisili, I should get Tzchar, the Kayem has Sholosh with Shabbos, because Mekayem Sholosh with Shabbos. You see, look at this. You know, Baruch Hashem, all of us keep do Shalosh Sudas, keep all Shalosh of Sudas on Shabbos. You see how much Shchar this was. But I'm not going to say, I should get Shchar because Sholosh, the Kayem has Sholosh Sudas with Shabbos. I'm Rav Yehuda, tasted the Kayem has Ian Tefillah. I should get Shchar because of the Kayem Ian Tefillah. What does Ian Tefillah mean? Ian Tefillah means Davin Bekavana. There's all places here that Elam remembers in Mesechus Brachus. That was Theorist. Ian Tefillah is not a good thing. It is a good thing. So Ian Tefillah is not a good thing. It means someone who says, I'm only Davin because of my Tefillah of Mekabel. That's not a good thing. But Ian Tefillah of Kavana, that's Gevaldik. And he says, I should get Shchar because of Kayem Ian Tefillah, of Kayem Kavana of Tefillah, which is a very hard thing to do. Omar Avuna Breda Rav Yeshua. Tasteli Loi Sagino Arba Amas Gila Rosh. Actually, I'm getting Shechar because I never walk anywhere with four Amis without a head covering, without a yarmulke. I'm Rav Sheshes. Tasteli the Kiyamis Mitzvah Tefillin. I should get Shechar because I'm a Kayem Tefillin. That means he doesn't walk around four Amis without Tefillin. I'm Rav Nachman. Tasteli the Kiyamis Mitzvah Tzitzis. That I should get schar because I'm kaiyim mitzvahs. I don't walk anywhere without tzitzis. I'm like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef berei the rabba. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef berei the rabba, Avuch b'may zara tvei. What was your father rabba very nizerin, very careful with? I'm alei b'tzitzis. What was the story? Yemechave kasalik b'darga. One day he was going up the steps up a ladder. Ifs lechuta. One of his strings got caught on the ladder. Loi nachas. He didn't come down. V'asa kamal l'ramya. Until he put a new pair of tzitzis on, or he fixed up the tzitzis, he didn't come down. He's very makbid on tzitzis. He's very makbid on tzitzis. He didn't come down until he fixed those tzitzis.